International Bible Studies Lesson for August 24th, Sacrifices of Praise. Key verse. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Hebrews 13:15, Selected Scripture, Hebrews 13, verses 12-21. In today's lesson, the Apostle Paul speaks of both the sacrifice and service of Jesus, and also that of his footstep followers, the church. In doing so, the Apostle hearkens back to the service and offerings of Israel's tabernacle arrangement, detailed in the books of Exodus and Leviticus. Paul states, "We have an altar, whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. The bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach." Hebrews 13:10-13. Paul continues, as recorded in our key verse, by encouraging the followers of Jesus to continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. He further describes this sacrifice as the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name, then adding, "To do good and to communicate forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." Verses 15 and 16. These words of the apostle remind us of the incense which was sprinkled upon the coals of the golden incense altar of the tabernacle, yielding a sweet odor which penetrated into the most holy, representing the presence of God. Exodus 30, verses 1-8. Surely the sacrifices of praise, our lips giving thanks to God, doing good, and communicating one with another, are as incense, a sweet odor unto our heavenly Father. In another place, Paul speaks of such offerings as an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Philippians 4:18. Speaking of another aspect of our subject, the apostle wrote, "For in that he Jesus died, he died unto sin once. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin." Romans 6:10-11. We are glad Paul reminds us that our dying unto sin is a reckoned matter due to the fact that we are still imperfect in the flesh. Yet because of the imputation of the blood of Jesus on our behalf, we have divine authority for reckoning our sacrifice and service as holy, acceptable unto God. Romans 12:1. It is a wonderful privilege and a high honor to which we have been invited, and only as we have faith to believe that the blood of Christ makes our sacrifice acceptable, are we able to appreciate the reality of this blessed part we have in the divine program of reconciliation. We can believe, as Paul did, that even though we are not sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. 2 Corinthians 3:5. We can accept the assurance that our Adamic imperfections are covered by the robe of Christ's righteousness, and we are thus acceptable to God as prospective members in the one body of Christ. Isaiah 61:10, Philippians 3:9, and 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12, and 27, "Let us therefore be daily engaged in service and sacrifice toward God, his cause of truth and righteousness, and our fellow brethren in Christ. Let us also be engaged in proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom to this world's poor, groaning creation." Matthew 24:14. "For with such sacrifices God is well pleased." Thus our sacrifice of praise will bring honor and glory to our loving Heavenly Father and to his Son, Christ Jesus, our Lord.